The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoors and Radio Show, second hour. And Robin is not here this morning, so we wish her well and, you know, hope she's feeling a little better. And so, number here is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have a contest for some high tide tackle. Next month, May, the end of May, we'll be giving away the first tackle package, but we can get you folks entered now, get your name on the list, and we'll be good to go. So that phone number, 410-922-6680. That's how you get in. All you got to do is leave your name, first and last name, with Aaron. Leave your phone number, and, you know, you're in, but the only exception is you've got to go on the air with me and say, at least say hi. I just want to get in the contest. Everything else is good. We have Donna waiting online. Good morning, Donna. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Sorry about Robin.
Yeah, you know, they're just trying to get her stuff straightened out, and
right.
You know, she's got some insomnia and she's got to, you know, try and get a few winks so she can meet the day, which is fine.
Absolutely.
All good.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, when I was a young girl and we would ride the school bus, we would pass Clydes, and
yep.
Every time you do a commercial for them, that puts me way back when I was in elementary and high school.
That's nice. Yeah, they've been around for a long time. They've been around since 1957. I mean, that's 3 years after I was born, so, you know, it's been quite a while. So.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's
the story. It brings you back, huh? All right. But you never stopped when you were on the school bus going by, did you? You just kept going.
I don't think it would have let us off if you're stopping.
Yeah, that was. Driver, stop here. I need to get some night crawlers.
You got it.
Hey, that's great, Donna. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. All right. Yep, I'll see. There's an email. We got emails entering the contest. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's the email address. So we've got, and some photos, too. Yeah, how about that? Ooh. Got it, Don. Got it. You're marking some good fish there. I got a picture of the depth finder on a recent fishing trip. Nice fish. These fish. Oh, goodness. Turkey season's in full swing. I'm guessing some guys are working some birds right now. And, you know, I wouldn't be listening to me in my earpiece if I were turkey hunting, because I'd be listening for turkeys to be calling back. I'm sure the people out there along the trout stream fishing for trout have been stalking them like crazy here recently. Good fish going out in the streams this year. I'm surprised to see some of the tremendous fish that DNR is stocking in the catch and release streams and so forth. Let's talk to Dave in Pikesville. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Well, that sip of coffee got me up this morning.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. I wondered, how long have you been married now?
Which time? All my life? 50 years?
No, it's a robin.
Oh. Let's see, 17, 20, five, a little over 5 years.
A little over 5 years, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I wondered if when you got married, if she kind of smoothed out your rough edges and got you to stop sipping in the microphone like that.
No, it had nothing to do with her. I remember, it's not as easy to do here when we're doing the show together. When I used to be at the studio and get some of the coffee out of the coffee machine, it was kind of a thing. I had a counter in front of me, and everything was sitting on the counter, all the scripts, and, you know, the coffee was there, my notes and so forth. And it was just something I could pick up my coffee and slurp it. But
it was a good trick, that's for sure.
It was, huh?
Yeah, I remember listening. Sometimes you would... you'd be a little late getting to the station. You'd be doing the show from your truck while you were driving in. So
not very often. I did that once or twice, if I recall. But the last time I remember doing that, I woke up at 20 after 5.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and this was when I lived in Baltimore County, and I was only 10 minutes from the station, so I woke up at 20 after. Five. I called the studio and told them what happened, and they had been playing a pre-recorded show, and I broke into the pre-recorded show, and I'm doing the radio show on my way in, and on Rolling Road, I must have been in too much of a hurry. I got on my phone, on the air, and talking to a cop.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was, and I said, officer, I know I was in a hurry, but if let me turn the radio up here. Do you hear that? That's my voice on the show. I'm late for getting to station WCBA. He wrote me a warning. He was a very nice guy.
Excellent. Well, that's the beauty of live broadcasting. So, but hey, listen, I had a question for you.
All right.
Bill Burton, who was he?
Oh my gosh, Bill Burton.
I'm not from Maryland.
Okay.
I don't hunt, I don't fish.
Got it.
But I've got a lot of family that does, and
Bill Burton. Bill Burton was a legendary person.
Picked up where he left off.
Well, I don't know about all that. He's kind of irreplaceable. But Bill Burton was the outdoors editor for, I believe, the Evening Sun for years. And he would travel all over the state. He'd do fishing reports. He was on the radio. He was on television. And because of his status as the leading outdoor writer in Baltimore, larger-than-life guy. I got to know him through the Outdoor Writers Association back in the day, and then he and I collaborated on a deer hunting magazine for 14 years. We did 14 issues.
Oh, wow.
And interviewed Bill on the show once. And, I guess it was nice for him to get back on the radio. But he stayed busy. He then went from Baltimore Sun to the Annapolis Capitol. He was a writer for them for a while and retired. I guess. I mean, I think he took a deal. I think he took a buyout deal with the Sun and then went to the Annapolis paper. But, I've got some Bill Burton stories, that's for sure.
Well, now, there's a Bill Burton fishing pier, right?
Correct. That's the guy.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
It's currently what, closed down right now, right?
It is closed down because of safety issues. It was Route 50 across the Choptank River going from Talbot County to Dorchester County, and it was a drawbridge, and it was an unusual drawbridge. It wasn't an up and down drawbridge. It was side to side to let the boat traffic through. But it became so structurally unstable. It's probably going to be demolished. I don't know that another pier will be put in place, but they rebuilt Route 50 right there, and then the old Route 50 became a fishing pier, but it became too unstable to even have people on it. So,
oh,
yeah, it's not a, you know, it's not a structurally sound place to be.
So, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I asked. I was watching something that had Bill Burton in it, and he was rock fishing. And isn't rockfish season coming up?
Yes, it is. Yep,
and he was using spoons. I was just wondering, has the bait over the years for rockfish changed?
Well, you know, there were three types of spoons that people used to use for rockfish. There was a Tony Aceta, which was called the pet spoon, big spoon. And they all had different actions. When you trolled them, they swung from side to side. Others I'm doing it with my hand. Not a straight side to side. One of them did that. I think that was the drone. The other, Tony Aceta, was more of a dip and dive, dip and dive. And then the third one was the crippled alewife, which was made right here in Maryland for years. Maybe still is. I don't know. But those spoons were, you know, 10 to 12 inches long, maybe even bigger, depending on, you know, what size you bought and what you were trying to represent. And then we got away from that and went to the, what they call the parachute rigs. The parachute rig is a bucktail. It's all synthetic now, but the hair is tied what you would call backwards. Okay, so a bucktail rig is meant to imitate the silhouette of a fish, okay, with the hair going toward the hook, the hair tied on going toward the hook, so it looks like a smooth-bodied fish. A parachute rig has the hair tied on backwards, so when you pull that through the water, the hair flares and gives it a bigger profile. So it looks like a larger bait, okay? And then they went to the tandem rig, the tandem parachute rig, and on and on and on. But you know that one of the most effective baits for striped bass is still those, the Aceta and the drone. They're all still very, very effective. So we've gone from the spoons to the parachutes, and others, and then the techniques with the outriggers and so forth were to get the baits away from the boat. So I mean, it's evolved very efficient catching methods for striped bass. So
yeah. Well, now the other question I had, he mentioned that there's, you know, small, medium, and large rockfish. Are they all in season at the same time?
No. Well, some of them no, because it's in the summer season, yes, but during the trophy season, I think the limit, right, I think the size is 35 inches right now. So the fish has to be one fish per person over 35 inches. Okay, and that's targeting the trophy size striped bass, and that season's only 2 weeks. And then the summer season, I think we're at 19 inches, and you're allowed, depending on the day, one or two fish. And there's some restrictions there. But then there's only allowed to be one fish in the boat. I have the regulations here. I have to look them up again, it varies from season to season. So the summer fishery is smaller fish than the spawning season, the trophy season. So,
gotcha.
Okay.
All right, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take care.
You do the same, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye. All right. Talking about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Rods and reels, and I mean, if you need line on your trolling reel, they've got that beautiful line winding machine that can fill your spool with line at a low cost and do it efficiently for you. They do have trolling rods and reels and trolling rods and reel combos if you like. They do carry the Shakespeare and the Fluger rods and reels for freshwater fishing. The ugly stick rod is always a specialty. Penn spinning reels are on sale. Penn spinning reels are available. I'm reading the old ad. I'm sorry. And they really like that Battle 3 series for the Penn spinning reels, that's for sure. Don't forget to check out the St. Croix rods. For every other type of fish and other than striped bass, they carry live and frozen bait, minnows, including those big salties, which are great for, you know, landlocked striped bass or snakeheads. They love them. Fishing license, rod repairs, any kind of tackle, and circle hooks for rockfish, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde's Sport Shop, open 7 days a week since 1957. The website is clydessports.com. Okay, so you looked around the backyard and you said, okay, that old picnic table's got to go. Got to go. It's getting unsafe. We want to have a nice crab feast here in a few weeks, and we want to make sure the backyard looks good for family and friends coming over. So let's go to Backyard Billy's and see what they've got. Well, they've got what you need. They've got picnic tables and chairs and all in the colorful poly, all different colors and sizes and shapes and heights and so forth. And, you know, if you only need a high-top bar for on the deck and a couple of chairs, so they've got that. If you need a octagon picnic table for 10 people, they've got that. If you need some Adirondack chairs for, you know, Uncle Bob to sit in when he comes over and relax on the back deck, they've got over 300 in stock. Why not place for making backyards fun? In Backyard Billy's backyard, gym sets for the kids, tiki bars, storage sheds, chicken coops, dog kennels, you know, the price of eggs, you might want to think about raising your own chickens. Yep, they've got the chicken coops. They've got the chicken sedans, too. all ready to go. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grill by Traeger, the smoker grills by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, and there's a giant assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and all kinds of accessories for your deck and for your backyard. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. We'll tell you more about that in the next break. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear tell, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear.
All right, there goes Davy. Here's a question for you. Which version of Davy Crockett is that? Who's singing it? Let's see if you can come up with the answer before the end of the show. Who's singing that version of Davy Crockett? And let's go along with that. Who played Davy Crockett on the 50s and 60s television show? Uh-huh. There you go. There's a question for you. All right. We have, boy, a lot of callers lined up. Ronald in Baltimore. Good morning, Ronald. How you doing?
Good morning, then, Mr. Allen. Good morning, Mr. Allen.
Still how you doing, Ronald?
The show and everything. How you doing?
Good, man. You?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Mr. Allen. No need to complain and everything there. Miss Robinette. And Allen, you still sound good on the radio. You still sound real good on the radio. Yes, sir.
I'm a little tired today from yesterday's fishing adventure, but I'm very relaxed today. So it's, you know, and a lot of callers, that keeps me going, so that's really nice. So we appreciate your call, Ronald.
Yes, sir. Oh,
you're breaking up, buddy. I'm sorry.
And everything, and just wanted to say.
All right, man.
Hello from me. Y'all, God bless you.
God bless you, Ronald. Your phone's really bad, buddy. We've got to let you go. Thank you, though.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Let's talk to Susan in Easton. Good morning, Susan. Susan, are you with me? Hello.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Good morning.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Wasn't it Seth Parker that played Davy Crockett on the TV show?
That's correct. Seth Parker.
Ah, there you go.
Good memory.
I remember seeing the show very dimly. I was very young, but that's about all. I don't know who the other people were that sang about old Davy Crockett.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I'm calling is about the invasive species.
Yes, ma'am.
And I wanted to find out from you. What your thoughts, if you have any thoughts, because I understand that they are delicious fish.
You're talking about any particular invasive species or one in particular?
Well, the snakehead, blue catfish, and
flathead catfish.
Blue catfish, flathead catfish, and snakeheads.
All right. Well, I'm glad you asked, okay, because I'm getting ready to release a magazine here. Hopefully we're going to press this week, end of this week, on just that, invasive species. And in Maryland, you can bowfish with a bow and arrow for those four species that I mentioned, among a couple of others. And you can catch them on a rod and reel. Now, there's a commercial fishery for the blue catfish that is just in its... I won't say in its infancy because it's been going on for a while, but there have been some pretty bad federal restrictions on the harvest and cleaning of those fish. And it's all politics. It all has to do with the catfish farms in the Delta and some of the political influence that they have with the southern politicians and things that happened 10 years ago in the Farm Bill. And we're hoping to get that flipped. The governor has just asked the federal government for some help on the invasive species. Now, snakeheads, jury's still out. They've been discovered here 20 years ago. Jury's still out on whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. When the animals first came out, they were going to kill everything, eat everything. They were horrible for the environment. Turns out that may not be entirely true, that they have adapted. The fishermen and the bow fishermen are keeping them, I wouldn't say under control, but I would say they have severely limited their number. They're fast-growing fish. They spawn several times a year. They produce a lot of eggs, up to 100,000 eggs, and they have inhabited some of the less inhabitable areas of our waterways, in marsh, shallow waters, that type of thing. So, but they are highly pursued, and I had a snakehead sub the other day. It was absolutely delicious. They've become, despite their name, they become a favorite of people who, once they eat them, they love them. And, so they make them into nuggets and fillets and all kinds of dishes with them. And they're absolutely spectacular to eat. That's a snakehead. The blue catfish is the biggest threat to Chesapeake Bay we've had in a long, long time. The blue catfish is prolific. It's spread throughout the entire water system. It eats everything, including blue crabs, including white perch, including yellow perch, including striped, everything. It competes with everything. And I believe that we've noticed a decline in 14 different species in the bay since the catfish have invaded. They're spread throughout the water system. But once that magazine is available, it's going to be also online. You'll be able to read a whole lot of information. The flatheads?
Yeah.
Still eating machines, but they're not as prolific as the blue catfish. There's not as many of them. And people aren't pursuing them as much, but they're all delicious. They're all, I mean, catfish are a staple. They're just very good to eat. Blue cats, flatheads, and the snakeheads are especially delicious. I liken them to one of my favorite fish to eat, which is the walleye. And these are right up there as far as a firm white flesh fish. They are absolutely delicious. So,
well, if they're so good to eat, why wouldn't we do an all-out effort to just fish them right down to practically nothing?
Well, that is the effort, actually. That is the effort.
I mean, feed the world with this stuff.
I hear you. There's a tremendous effort underway to smooth the way for the commercial fishing of blue catfish. The problem with harvesting the blue catfish is they're so big, they're so big and the price is so low. And there tends to be a disparity between, what the watermen are getting paid for under a dollar a pound and what the markets are charging for them, $10-$12 a pound. And the watermen are saying, wait a minute, if they're that valuable, why aren't we getting more for them?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all about, it's a lot of economic shenanigans in there. So we are working on that, though. We are really working on that. So.
That's good to know. That's good. This article that I was reading, in the Star Democrat, said that blue catfish is available. You can buy it, actually, at Giant.
You can buy it a lot of places, not just
Whole
Giant.
Foods. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't name them all if I were you, but, yeah, I understand. You can.
Oh, sorry,
I would say just say major grocery store chains, if you don't mind.
So. I apologize.
No, sorry. No problem.
But. Yeah, but I didn't know that, because if it's good to eat, I mean,
It's absolutely good meat. Yep.
Well, thank you. I knew you would know something more
sure.
about it, for sure.
Sure. Yep. I've eaten blue catfish out of the Marshy Hope. Fillet them. You can bake them. You can make them into nuggets and deep fry them. Have a good fish fry with them. They're a tremendous fish. So.
Yeah, and apparently they're not the ones that the regular catfish are that go along the bottom and all our
No, you're talking about channel catfish. Yeah, channel catfish white catfish. Yeah. Any of the catfish can be very active as far as being able to catch them. They're not all particularly bottom feeders, but the blue cats in particular, and even to some degree the flatheads, they're extremely energetic when it comes to catching their food. They're not just sitting there on the bottom waiting for something to come rolling by. They're hunters. They're after active fish, just like any other predator. So
Thanks
for the call, Susan. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I love the show.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
bye bye. All right, we got some callers here. Let me see what we've got. I lost my place here. Okay, let's talk to Lee real quick. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
All right. Hey, I got a Bill Burton story.
Okay.
When I was young, my father would get together with his group from the Kiwanis Club, and they would do their, they go once or twice a year, but this was a fall trip.
Yeah.
This is going to be the last year of where you could legally keep rockfish. The moratorium was the following.
That was under Harry Hughes and administrated by Willie Don. So that would have been 84, 85?
Yep. My father, I was young at the time, but we went down to Harrison House in
Plymouth
Island. And I had never met Bill Burton. I was in my early teens at the time. And, We get down there, and on the front porch was Bill Burton and Buddy Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a fixture, by the way. That was one of his hangouts.
It was a fixture, but the story gets better because one of the my school teacher was one of the Kiwanis Club members, and he started playing the piano come evening, and they hear my father and Bill Burton, Harrison, and all around the piano, sipping a little bit of adult beverages. And here's this young kid, and hearing these guys singing around the piano with this guy that could really, really play the piano. What a treat for me.
That's cool.
Story. Bill Burton, Harrison, my father, and all these guys, old farts.
Yeah, really.
But what a trip. And then I remember the fishing trip. We actually didn't go with one of Harrison's watermen. We actually went in the Harrison boat.
Right.
And, Harrison, he's talking to your politicians to keep this rockfish season open. We got plenty of rockfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, he took us out to Stone Rock jigging big bucktails with pork rind off of Stone Rock, and he put us on the fish.
Oh, he could always do that. Yeah.
He was the he knew that part of the bay.
Yep.
And that was a very enjoyable trip for
gotcha.
A young kid at that time. But what Phil Burton, great guy, and that whole atmosphere down there is really a good time.
Yep.
So,
thanks for sharing that story, Lee. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good
day. We'll talk soon.
Yeah.
See you. Thank you. All right. Let's see here. I gotta talk about our sponsors. So everybody just hold in place, shelter in place on the phone, and we'll get to you. You know what? Spurrier's Tire Service. Man, I like those guys. I really like those guys. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. They do. The local. You go in there any time, and there's some local fellows. They're just hanging out. They're talking. They're getting their tire work done, and it's a fun place to be. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. If you want to drive a little MG in there, you can do that. If you want to drive, you know, drive your big old pick-em-up truck diesel in there and get some tires, you can do that too. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine that's in your backyard or your barnyard, from your garden tractor to your farm tractor to all your farm machinery, all your yard work stuff like your lawnmowers and even your wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. And that includes checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. That's right. They can do that and fix it. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied. Robin and me, pardon me, satisfied for over 30 years. They've been doing it a long time. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. Once more, the phone number, write it down. If you need some tires or think you need some tires, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Dragging the line. We got a lot of calls on the, a lot of callers on the line. Let's see who. Okay, Mark in Reisterstown. There we go. Thank you, Aaron. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much.
What's going on, buddy?
So yes, you was talking about the high price of eggs, and yes, I was kind of got shelf shock at the price of eggs, and I was going to say, a friend of mine just had given me some fresh eggs. He owns some chickens, and he gave me some fresh eggs. And I was very surprised at how much fresher they were.
Oh, they're very good. Yeah, no question.
Yeah, and when I asked him about that, he just simply said because they're not sitting around as long, and, you know, they're fresh out. And
exactly.
I immediately noticed the difference. They're very good. So, you know, thanks for mentioning that.
Yep. My pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
I love your show.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
You're very, very welcome. Take care.
All right, Mark. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Gary in Nottingham. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Alan. How are you today?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I'm going to take a stab. First of all, I know it was Wes Parker. I don't know if anybody mentioned that.
Wes Parker? Yeah.
Wes Parker was Daniel Boone in the show. I used to watch it all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah. His name was... Go ahead.
I was going to take a stab at the song. I'm going to take a stab at it. I think it was Flat Scruggs.
Nope.
That was about their time, Frank.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah, they did the Beverly Hillbillies.
They actually had a show on, they had a weekly show on about Flat Scruggs.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, back in the 50s. I used to... they used to have it on Netflix. I would watch episode after episode. It was really cool. Black.
That's great. Yeah, of course.
But you were talking about fish and you know, your favorite. A friend of mine is an avid fisherman, and he goes out all the time, and he loves the snakeheads. He thinks they're good. I've never had it, but he said it's delicious.
Oh, it is, absolutely.
But yeah. I recently... my wife and I got a place in Florida. We plan on spending January through May down there, probably next year when she retires from Annapolis City Police Department. And a friend of mine lives not far from where we bought this place, and I spent some time there with them. And I'm telling you, I like walleye. I like rock. I like all the fish that you mentioned. The catfish are really good sometimes. But I'm telling you, I got a piece of grouper. It was probably the most delicious fish I've ever had in my life. It was
grouper. Oh yeah.
Oh my God, it's delicious.
Used to have grouper Fra Diavola. Oh my gosh, that was good. There was an Italian restaurant up in the middle of Pennsylvania where we used to go.
This area that we're going to be spending time is called Parson Springs.
Oh yeah.
And it's right on the Gulf Coast.
Sure.
North of Dunedin, north of Tampa, and all them areas.
Right.
And it's a very ethnic, Greek ethnic area. And a lot of restaurants there. And, of course, they have, you know, they have the one seafood store there in the town. And they pull up in the back of the store with the boat, unload the fish, put it in the cooler,
Yeah.
Sell it right out the front door.
And oh, sure. That's the way to do it.
We got our grouper. It was absolutely delicious. I couldn't believe how good it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you have a chance to get out on one of the group boats down there, you can, and they're specializing in grouper and bottom species. You can catch grouper. You can catch red snapper. You can catch triggerfish. You can catch all those great fish and enjoy them yourself. So
is grouper bottom feeder?
Grouper is kind of like a tautog. They live on the structure, on the bottom structure, deep. We fished for them. We were using 12 ounces of weight and 80-pound test because they got 30, 40 pounds. You know,
they're pretty big.
Yeah, they can be. Yeah, these were black grouper. I'm not sure.
Did you ever have black drum?
No, I've never eaten. Yeah, yes, I have eaten black drum in Cape Charles. Yes, sir. Sure have.
I actually went fishing off Cape Charles, and this has been years ago. I was still working. I was still working down Sparrows Point, and a bunch of us were working midnight shift, and we took off, went down there, and chartered a boat, and went out, and I caught a black drum. I guess the average weight for those things are about 40 pounds.
Yeah, 40, 50 pounds.
And some of them are big. And this is right about the time of the year they start running up in the bay.
Yeah, June.
And I'll tell you. The only way I can describe, they're like pulling up a boat anchor. There's no catching them. But I'll tell you, they taste like pork chops to me.
I can't recall that, but I have eaten them down there in Cape Charles. So
they taste like my grandmother was living with me at the time. I lived in Hollandtown, and I brought that thing home and we filleted it out and cut it up and diced it up, and she would make that to me, and it was like, I'm telling you, it tasted like pork chops to me. I'm sorry.
Got it.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Got to move on. All righty. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Let's talk to William in Hampton.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fess Parker wasn't the answer for the Davy Crockett.
Not only starred in the series, he did the song, but there was a song done by Bill Hayes, who did another version of Davy Crockett.
Okay, I have one question. I listen to your show every week, every day, 5 o'clock, 5:30.
Yeah.
How do you shoot a turkey with a shotgun and eat it?
Oh, very simple. It's where you aim. When you shoot a turkey with a shotgun, you aim at the wattles. Do you know what the wattles are?
No.
Okay. If you take a look at a turkey gobbler.
Gobbler?
Yeah.
Shoot him in the neck?
Yes, correct. Shoot him in the neck.
Okay.
That's what you aim for. The base of the neck, and the bulk of the shot goes right there, and you don't have to pick it out of the breast too much or anything like that. So, yeah.
So you aim for the head, and then the rest is fine.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
That's how that works.
Question. Go ahead.
No, you have another question?
Well, last week I got a deer that came up on me. I was up on the stand or whatever, the tree. You hear me? You there?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I got a deer last week. I blew his fucking head off.
I hope you got that, Aaron. Thank you very much. All right. That guy never gets back on the air. And if he's in the contest. What a way to end the show. Never had that one happen. Have you, Aaron? Not that was pretty bad. All right, let's talk to Frank in Westminster. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm loving life. Another beautiful day.
Got it.
I've got a couple different ponds that I fish on.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Yeah, fishing on these farm ponds out here in Carroll County.
Yeah.
I was on a pond yesterday that I kept on catching. I don't know, probably caught 10 or 15. All the bass were the same size. all right around the pound and a half, maybe.
Right.
How do I get that pound, that pond back in balance?
That pond is in bad shape. What are they eating? What kind of forage do you have?
I'm not sure. I've only been on it about three or four times. I've seen a few little bluegills or sunfish, but
yeah.
I don't know what else is in the pond. I've only just been casting crankbait. I know there's one big one in there because it broke my line twice last year.
Mm-hmm. So are you sure it's a bass?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you got all these little bass. You want to get it back in shape. It sounds to me like you're going to have to put either some better forage in that pond, and I'm not sure what, but. Let me see if I can find somebody in DNR that I can refer you to.
That'd be great, because I called DNR once about invasive species and never got back to me. So.
What kind of invasive species?
There's a vine that grows that's
on
all the trees.
I got you. All right. What kind of vine? Do you know what it is?
No, I don't know the name of it.
Well,
I should call the next show and talk to Alan Summers.
Yeah, I mean, take a picture of it and send it to me. If you want to text it to me, you can do that, and I can report it.
Yeah.
So.
Eddie.
Okay.
Yes, you have 2 minutes. As far as DNR, who would I talk to or what department?
Again, I don't know. If you take a picture, send it to me, I'll be able to hand it.
Yeah. I'll call back next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sorry that got through, ladies. You know, I need to apologize on behalf of the show. Normally, we have a dump button. We can catch that type of comment. And obviously, the guy was... I'll be kind and call him a jerk. How's that? Or else I'd get dumped. So I apologize, folks. And that doesn't happen very often. And I didn't see it coming. And I should have. So. All right. Listen, everybody. Wow. Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. And love your family. Have a great weekend. WC.